your time in Jersey, how familiar were you with the Eagles, with the people in this building?
I know some of the guys in the building. Coach Reed is a special person, and he did some things with our football team that, I know the way Andy is, he doesn't like it mentioned, and I'm going to keep it private. But that would be my biggest impression of the organization is the quality of man that Coach Reed is and what he was willing to do.
Greg, you've got an offensive line that lost 3 starters, including 2 Pro Bowl guards. Yet you've only given up 17 sacks this season, and you got a rookie running back who's 2nd in the league in yards from scrimmage. What's been the key in that line able to survive what they've gone through this year?
Well, I think you have guys that have a lot of fight to them. You have 2 really good coaches in Bob Bostad and Steve Loney that have been able to keep the group together and keep them fighting. I mean, it's certainly a battle. You know, any time in the National Football League, those big guys are the elite big men on the planet. But these guys we have here, you're right. We lost 2 great players, but some guys have stepped up and taken advantage of their opportunity.
Obviously, you were scouting running backs leading up to the draft. Did Bryce Brown come across your screen at all?
You know, I actually knew Bryce Brown when he was coming out of high school. When I was at Rutgers recruiting, we didn't get very far with him, but I've known of him for a while. I've been aware of him. He's a really a fine athlete and a good running back.
If a college coach came up to you and they had interest from the NFL and they said, "What do I need to do to be a success at that level?" What would you tell them?
Oh, I don't think there's any formula. I really don't. I think, make sure that's what you want first, because it's not, I love it, but it's not for everybody. Then make sure you have your ducks in a row as far as how you're going to do the things, because you don't have a lot of time. And, this is a very results-based business, even more so. And now college has trickled down to college, but I think the NFL is probably the most results-based.
Greg, I'm sorry I was asked. I just got here. Do you do things differently a little bit as a NFL coach than a college coach because you're dealing with an athlete at that different stage in his career?
We do. We talked a little bit about the difference between the ages just in general, how you handle the people and how you lead them. But certainly from a physical standpoint, we do. There's some guys that, we got a 37-year-old safety. I make sure that we get him to Sunday. And he's a hard worker. He doesn't want me to do that. But, we force him to take less reps or to do different things. You have some young rookies that, you got to stay on them, and you don't treat them much different than you did in college. So I think the deal is the one thing that is markedly different is there's less players in the National Football League. You have 61 guys, basically. You're 53 guys on the active roster and then the 8 practice squad players. So with 61 guys, you can really have individual. We had double that at Rutgers, and college coaches that have, big rosters are going to have 120, 130 guys. So it's fewer, and there's more challenges to setting a plan for each one. But when there's less guys, it's easier to do that.
Is there a big jump, Greg, in terms of hours logged from the college to the pro level? I mean, do you find that you have less time now?
I have what?
Less time. I mean, is it more intensive than on the college level?
Well, I think that's really the coach. It's not more intensive for me, because I think I only know one way to do the job, and it might be for some. I'm not quite sure, but whatever you do, you're going to try to be the best at it. Whether you are or you're not, that's how chips fall. But and I think to do the job at this level, and I've always likened coaching football during the season to having two weeks worth of work. But you have only 1 week to get it done. If you only played 1 game every 2 weeks, you could probably have a kind of normal life. But for the 6 months of the season, that's not the case.
Something that Andy's mentioned about rookie quarterbacks is that because of the changes in the college game, specifically with more passing, they're coming in more ready for the NFL. From a coaching perspective, has that aided the adjustment that a lot of what you see in college is now being done at the pro level?
I think so, but I also think that availability of information has helped coaches grow. You know, back when I was a young coach, you know, football games were shot on 16-millimeter tape, and there was, you know, three copies, and you didn't get to see pro tape. I mean, when you got pro tape, it was like, you know, you had struck gold as a college coach. Nowadays, I mean, anybody can go on NFL Net and watch coaches' tape. Mm-hmm. And if a guy has a willingness to grow as a coach, he has now the information and the resources to watch and learn. Because, you know, if you're willing to study tape, you can get 90% of the scheme and the secret. You know, the other 10% of the little finer coaching points that, you know, I've been blessed that a lot of NFL coaches have let me come in and visit their places. And, you know, that's been great for my development. But I think now coaches in general in college have a great opportunity with the availability of the video. I'm going to have to run here, guys. I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks very much.
Take care, folks.